Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go, Jay!
Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants take on the Denver Broncos Sunday Night Football. We got a great show lined up for you. Denver theme. We sent Brandon London out to Denver to get a feel for the town. Also a Giants fan in Denver with a cool Giants fan cave, plus a whole lot more. But to get things started, let's take a look at sights and sounds of the Giants showdown with the Chargers.
All I got, Jay. All I got. All I got for whoever. Especially for my little man. Who y'all play for? Oh, who you play for? Play for your teammates. Play for your mom. Play for your mom. I see him. Let's go. Let's get it.
Third and seven for the Chargers from their own seven. Antonio Gates in a slot right. Oh, the snap went to Rivers when he wasn't looking. He's in the end zone, and he bats it out of the back of the end zone. It's going to be a safety.
That was you.
No, he fumbled the snap.
Okay, there it is right there. You're going to get by him. He's got to stay on that block, and you'll be on that guy right there. So we've had creases on both of them, so this makes sure you run the rail.
Second and five Giants at the Chargers. 23. Hand off Darkwood. Crease off the right side to the 15. He's to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. Orleans Darkwood with a 23-yard run. And the Giants push the lead up to 8-0 with the extra point pending.
Boy, that's just good blocking up front there. Every guy got a hat on a hat.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, what a run.
I just came back.
Take care of the downs. Good.
Yeah.
I didn't knock you off there. I just came into the
camp. They don't want to tackle, bro. All right, put your shoulder down. They're not going to tackle you. Trust me on it.
Second and goal at the six. Rivers over center. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. Looks under pressure. Throws it underneath and completes it to Gordon for the touchdown.
Sit, right? That guy motioned in.
Yeah.
Good. We're good. We're in good shape. Just hang loose and play. You're good there. Everybody's in great shape. BJ on one back play actually just makes the back. He's in great shape. For some reason, he kind of his eyes came off it. Yeah. All he's got to do is take it. He's got nowhere to throw it.
Big T, you're getting ready to spin around and get it now. Go get it. Go get it.
Hey, Gordon to the right of Rivers in a shotgun. Rivers takes the snap. He's looking left the whole way. Now throws to the end zone. Intercepted by Darian Thompson in the end zone. It's the Giants' first interception of the season, the first of the career for Thompson, and oh boy, did they need that.
12,
hey,
from outside.
Great job on your first one, right? That's all it takes is one. Now let's roll, man. They come in bunches now. They come in bunches.
So what am I supposed to do?
Here we go. I got you.
BT. Well, when I, right BT.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Talk about points.
Under 7 minutes to go in the third. Giants down 10-9. Two deep safety. Look, Manning takes the shotgun snap. Sets. Lobs one down the left side for Roger Lewis, who makes the catch. Did he get his feet in? Yes. Touchdown, Giants.
You know why he's got time to throw the ball down there? Because you put them back there and you gave him that extra hitch. That's how he throws touchdowns. So you're part of protection too. And then I'll run my crossing. Right? Built in. All right?
Good play.
Good play, baby.
Always, baby.
Okay.
That's
what you gotta do, one-on-one.
First and 10 at the 25. Rivers back, slides left, sidearms one into the end zone, and he throws it for the touchdown. What a catch made by Hunter Henry, and what a throw by Rivers. 25 yards for the score.
He came in.
Hey, we got two more big drives we're going to have to score on.
Yep. We got to do it all again for one win.
Right,
for one win, we need one. That's it.
Manning's in a shotgun set, second and 11 at the 48 of the Chargers. Ingram in motion, comes set left in the slot. Two receivers right. Manning back under pressure, gets hit, now throws one deep down the right side. Odell's wide open. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants. 48 yards. Goes to his knees, pounds the ball, picks it up, and then spikes it.
How about Eli Manning under duress, shakes a blitzer, kept his composure, and found the open guy.
The game needed life. I put my heart in it. Good drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One quarter. Get him right.
Hey.
Calls out the signal. Takes the snap and he's back to throw. Feels pressure. He's going to get sacked. Ball came out. Loose on the ground. They race for it and it looks like the Chargers have it at the 11. They do. Allen to the near side left. Rivers gets the snap off just in time. He lobs one right to Gordon underneath again for the touchdown. And that'll do it. The final score. The Chargers get their first win of the season. They defeat the Giants. The final score, 27-22.
Obviously a frustrating day for the Giants and the injuries that they incurred in the game, but it's on to Denver for this week's game against the Broncos. When we come back, we'll welcome in Madeline Burke and Brandon London. They'll take in a little tour of Denver as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, the Giants are about to head to the Mile High City, yep. But Brandon, you went there first.
That's where I did my job. You know, Giants fans, I scouted for you all, and here's where to check out when you're in the Mile High City.
Week we're out west in beautiful Denver, Colorado, home to the Giants' Week 6 opponent, the Broncos.
The Mile High City, as it's commonly known, sits exactly 1 mile above sea level, making it the highest elevated city in the entire United States. The high altitude in many cases acts as a true hometown advantage for the Broncos, with many opponents literally struggling to find their breath. Now, if you're jumping on a plane and flying out for the game this weekend, Denver's such a cool place to visit. And if you're an active person that loves the outdoors, then this is definitely the place for you. With the Rocky Mountains serving as the ultimate backdrop, everywhere you look, there are breathtaking views and people enjoying Mother Nature. You can go for a bike ride in one of the city's endless number of parks.
Or you can hit the slopes and go skiing in Breckenridge or A-Basin. But if you want to go for a hike and breathe in some fresh mountain air, then look no further than Red Rocks. And if you're lucky enough to catch a concert at the amphitheater here too, it's just one more thing you can cross off the old bucket list.
Now, a good hike will make anyone hungry. And if it's big game food you're in the mood for, then you've got to check out Denver's oldest restaurant, the Buckhorn Exchange.
Rocky Mountain oysters for you.
So these are the oysters. This is
the rattlesnake queso dip.
Rattlesnake.
We have smoked buffalo sausage with spicy mustard on the side.
Which one should I try first?
Definitely the Rocky Mountain oysters. If you're unsure of how to eat them, grab them in Paris because that's the way they come.
Here we go. I was a little worried at first on what it was going to taste like, but yeah, this is good. Rattlesnake queso dip. Can't wait to tell my mom I tried rattlesnake.
Just be a little careful, it's got a little bite to it.
Is that one of your jokes?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Not bad, huh?
It does have a bite.
There you go.
It does have a bite.
Now, obviously, the home crowd at Mile High Field will be loud and raucous come game time Sunday. But if you know Giants fans, you know that we're everywhere. And here at the Tavern Platte Park, the Big Blue Denver crew represents Giants pride every weekend.
We all moved out here late 2008, early 2009, okay. And there really wasn't a Giants bar in town. So we decided we'd find a place for Giants family to show up every week. They're going down on the 15th.
Let's do it.
Go Broncos!
But you guys personally don't really get into it with Bronco fans.
No.
They just ask y'all to quiet down a little.
They're great fans. They have a great history, but we're Big Blue. So we came and we took over. So when we're together as a family, we're always bigger and louder. Always.
probably the oldest guy here, being 63, 64 right now. But yeah, every time I come here, I feel like I'm coming back home from New Jersey, so I'm just grateful. This crew brings you right back home. So from the food, to the people, to the attitudes, to the Giants fans, it's fantastic.
From Big Blue Denver's crew's youngest member.
Okay.
We wanted to present to you one of our Big Blue Denver crew. Who?
Wow.
Welcome to the club, man.
Welcome to the club. Take a picture. Can we get a photo out? Photo out. Let's go, Giants! Let's go, Giants! Let's go, Giants!
Shout out to the Giants fans in Denver. Yeah. What a turnout.
Yeah, it was such a great time.
You guys had a good time.
Such a great time. Crazy fans, I love you all. And you know what else is crazy?
What?
10 years ago, I came into the Giants organization with Zach Diassi, and you just went 50 yards with him.
Oh, yeah. We got to know a little bit more about this long snapper and 50 yards presented by Quest Diagnostics. You could watch any movie over and over again. What movie would you watch?
It's impossible. Trilogies count as one movie, so I'm going to go with the original Star Wars trilogy, 4 through 6.
That's a strong choice.
Thank you.
All right. Now, you're a long snapper. That's a very specific skill. How did you become a long snapper?
Well, my dad did it in the league for 12 years, and I could always do it. And then finally, when I got here as a rookie, they asked me to do it, and here I am, 11 years later.
All right, you got this pretty dope mustache I see going on. What inspired this look?
This is a thing that I do every year. Last year was the monkey tail. This year is the Hulk Hogan.
All right, Hulk Hogan. What's going to be next year?
I don't know.
Are you open to suggestions at all?
I need ideas because I'm running out of them.
Suggestion box. Send mustache
Help
ideas
me.
This way.
Help me.
All right, this has been 50 Yards with Zach Diassi. He's a funny guy, you know that.
Lots of personality.
Lots of personality.
And he's a brown guy. He went to Brown.
There you go. Wow. Very smart.
Studious.
Studious. That's a good word. That's a good word. All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Now, Brandon, you already went out and scouted out Denver, but also who knew that the fans in the Mile High City were so rampant?
Oh, my gosh. Giants pride runs mile high. That was my theme. And you guys are not going to want to miss this fan cave. We all know that there are Big Blue fans everywhere. And here in Denver, Colorado, Charles Davis Giants pride runs a mile high. Charles.
Brandon, what's going on,
what's
man?
Hey, man, I'm here for the fan cave.
Hey, let's go check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Giants country, baby.
Giants country. Oh, right. Yeah.
So this is our fan cave.
Looking good.
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and started rooting for the Giants around the age of 12, 13. The fan cave starts with the marriage between my wife and I, and we both incorporated one item of the Giants into our outfit. So I got the NY cufflinks.
Yes,
gotta have the cufflinks.
Very fresh.
And my wife actually surprised me with an NY garter belt.
Your like reaction had to be like, oh God, I married the right.
I married the perfect.
I married the perfect
woman. Absolutely.
Awesome. I've done a lot of Giants fan caves. I've never seen a foosball table yet.
Gotta have a Giants foosball at that. This is actually one of the last things that we contributed to the fan cave.
Yeah.
And we saw a lot of open space. We found it online, and my wife and I thought it'd be the perfect thing for this fan cave. Most people have a fan cave.
Yeah.
We actually have a fam cave.
Oh.
It's important for us to do things as a family. It's important for us to watch Giants games together, play games together. So we have a 4-year-old that comes and plays. Kind of a great way to introduce her to sports, a good way to introduce her to competition, and growing up being a Giants fan. Over here, we got the Eli Manning fathead. Right here, we got to have the OBJ, Odell Beckham fathead. To complement that one, got to have his signed jersey.
Oh, you got it signed?
Got to have the signed jersey. You got to get everything to complete your man cave. So I've been in Denver for about 9 years now. Every game day, I still fly my New York flag. Every game day, I still bring it 100%, and I still rock my blue jerseys for the Giants every time.
Dude, you even have a Giants pool table?
Gotta have the pool table in a fam cave, man.
Look at this custom stick. How long did it take to get this made?
These, believe it or not, was actually birthday presents from the wife.
Yeah, no.
From the wife. I rock blue everywhere I go.
And I have had people stop me saying, I'm from New York. How's it going? I'm from the Giants fan. It's a camaraderie that you can't find anywhere, whether it's been in New York, New Mexico, Colorado, all the states I've lived in. We all act the same, and we all treat each other as if we were still in New York, as if we were still back on the block talking about sports.
Well, I went ahead and got a picture of your Giants days. Got your picture of your Giants days. And wanted to make this the latest addition to our fan cave.
Oh,
so I
want
to know if you can do us the honors and give us the most recent addition to our fan cave.
Oh man, I'm so honored. And I definitely feel like fam now. Wow. Look at this old guy here. You know what they say. Once a giant,
always a giant. My name is Charles David, and I most definitely bleed blue.
Hands down, favorite memorabilia.
Ooh.
Giants foosball table.
So unique.
Yes.
So unique.
And he plays it with the wife and the daughter. Like
family,
you said,
man. You got to bring it all together.
It's
appreciate
the fam
that.
Cave.
The fam cave. I like what you did there. I like what he did there. All right. Well, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota coming up after the break.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Sunday Night Football. It's the Giants and the Broncos in Denver. When you think of the Giants and Broncos, they've played some pretty meaningful games throughout the history of the New York Giants and Denver Broncos. Let's take you inside the vault, presented by New York Presbyterian, of some of the great games between these two teams. In week 15 of the 1998 season, the defending Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos marched into the Meadowlands with an undefeated record of 13-0.
They have a chance to make a little NFL history here today and beat an undefeated team. Graham back, looks left. He's got Barber wide open at the 10-5 touchdown. A play.
A well-designed play. No one was near Barber.
Good drive. Now we're going to get it again. We got to really occupy. Hey, come on now. Here we go.
With the Giants trailing 16-13 late in the game, Kent Graham would fire a shot heard all over the football world.
Blitz on, Giants get it. Graham throws deep down the right side, looking for Toomer.
Touchdown!
And he's caught by Toomer, but they rule him out of bounds.
Says touchdown?
He's in. He's in.
Touchdown.
Yes.
He is in. Touchdown!
Yes.
And the Giants win. They beat that undefeated Denver Broncos.
The final score: the Giants 20. That's right, the Giants 20 and the Broncos 16.
Hey, man. I told you he was going to come through, man. Way to make me famous.
And 8 years later, on October 23rd, 2005, the Giants trailed the Broncos 23-17 late in the fourth quarter. But Eli Manning orchestrated a 17-play, 83-yard drive in the final minutes to steal the victory.
Manning back, under pressure, steps up, fires it right, and he's got stuck in the pit and went out of bounds at the 9. First and goal, Giants.
Broncos lead by 6, 23-17.
10 seconds to go. Manning over center. Calling signal. Takes the snap. Drops back. Switches on. Barber gets it. Manning grips. Goes to the end zone. Touchdown! Come on, Toomer! With 5 seconds to go, Manning being mobbed on the Giants sideline.
He should be.
And Manning bought time. Barber picked up the blitz. And Amani Toomer found some space. Eli Manning has led the Giants down the field in the final minute. And the Giants, with an impressive come-from-behind 24-23 win.
Obviously, Amani's catch helped propel Amani to become the Giants' all-time leading receiver. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. Obviously, the Giants are going to Denver to play in a primetime game, and they're going in shorthanded. Let's make no secrets about it. The Broncos have one of the best defenses in the NFL, and they have arguably the best secondary in the National Football League. And the Giants are going to go into this game with a lot of young wide receivers and inexperienced players. But that doesn't mean that they can't figure out a way to win the football game. A lot of things can happen over the course of an NFL season. Everybody thought when Denver went to Buffalo a couple of weeks ago, they'd take care of the Bills easily. They went up losing the football game. Now, the challenges will be high for the Giants, having to play in Denver where the Broncos are 3-0 this season. But if the Giants can run the ball effectively in this football game, and then some guys just have to make some plays, Who knows? Remember Victor Cruz against Philadelphia in 2011? No one thought he could do anything. He winds up having a huge game against the Eagles. Maybe that's Travis Rudolph or Tavares King or one of the other Giant receivers getting an opportunity. And then defensively, plain and simple, get to the quarterback and force turnovers. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.